The leadership of the Public Employees Federation has gone all out to try to convince the 56,000 PEF members to approve the contract this time around, after a resounding rejection of the initial contract back in September. They've distributed flyers in state office complexes, rented out a billboard in downtown Albany, and PEF President Ken Brynion issued a video message.
As president of PEF, I'm going to share with you why I'm recommending that you vote yes. First, the new agreement strengthens our job security for all 4 years of this agreement.
PEF spokeswoman Darcy Wells says the union leaders want to save the 3,500 jobs targeted for elimination by Governor Cuomo, but also believe the second offer is a better deal for members.
The administration has been pushing strongly for our members to understand why it was important to vote yes. We had many of our members, those who were targeted to be laid off, and others who felt strongly that there should be a yes vote as well, and they've been very active in getting that message out. There were several improvements. There's some significant changes in this revised contract.
After the first contract was voted down, the Cuomo administration and PEF leadership agreed to some tweaks. Among them, 9 proposed furlough days would be converted to essentially a pay lag. Workers would be paid for those days when the contract ends in 4 years. Health benefits would rise in cost on a sliding scale, and workers could trade unused vacation time to help pay for premiums. Governor Cuomo says this is his last best offer to the union.
It is up to PEF. It was up to the leadership. Now it's up to the membership, but it is up to PEF.
After the rejection of the first contract offer on September 27th, Cuomo's aides promptly informed nearly 3,500 PEF members that they would be targeted for layoffs. The remaining 50,000 or so union members now know that they will keep their jobs, for now at least, even if they vote against the contract. Even with the tweaks, having no contract at all can be a better deal for many who are due to receive scheduled step pay increases. Those will occur even if there's no new labor agreement. The contract offer would freeze salaries for 3 years. Cuomo postponed the initial layoff day of October 19th until this Friday, November 4th, in order to allow time for a second vote. But he's made clear that this is the last chance. If the contract is rejected, he says, the terminations will occur.
I feel confident that we did everything we could to get PEF to a place for a successful outcome. And I feel good about the effort.
PEF spokeswoman Wells says there's no way of knowing whether union members are listening to Cuomo's admonitions or the pleas of their leaders, though she notes a higher percentage of members are voting this time around.
We had more than 36,000 ballots in yesterday, so we expect there to be a higher voter turnout than the first vote count. So that's about a little over 70% of the members who are eligible to vote. And, you know, I'm sure they're getting more ballots in as we speak.
On Thursday morning, the ballots will be counted electronically by the American Arbitration Association in New York City. Wells says the electronic ballot reading should go fairly quickly. The results will be known by mid-afternoon, when it will be determined whether 3,500 state workers lose their jobs or not. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.